Hello.
Hi, Jean. I'm really sorry. It was my line that dropped out there. So obviously, a couple of the issues or a couple of things that I'd like to talk to you about was just confirming whether you were in care before 2004.
Uh-huh. My son was.
Oh, so are you trying to apply on behalf of your son?
Yes.
Okay. Give me 2 seconds. And can I take your son's name, please?
John Siri.
John.
Siri,
S-W-E-R-Y. S-W-E-R-Y. John Siri. Okay. And if you don't mind me asking, Jean, is the reason why you're applying and not John?
I haven't spoken to him yet. I'm going to speak to him.
Okay. Well, should we...
I'll speak to him first so he can phone himself.
Yeah, 1,000,000%. It's probably worth it. It's probably worth it. That's okay. If I can give you a call at some point next week, or my colleagues.
Right.
I'll get you a call. Yeah, we'll call you. It's okay. Or you can give us a call. You can give us a call. Mm-hmm. It's not a problem.
Okay.
Where was what institutions was John in? Do you know? What care settings?
Balloch & Rein.
Sorry?
Balloch & Rein.
You may have to spell that one for me, Jean. I don't know if it's the Scottish Scouse accent.
Balloch & Rein.
Rain?
Yeah.
As in rain that comes down from the sky?
No. Rain, E-R-E-I-N.
Okay. Tell you what's probably best, Jean, is I'll get one of my colleagues to give you a call next week.
Right.
What days is probably best? Well, when's the best time for me to give you
Wednesday.
So I'll give you a call on Wednesday, yeah?
Mm.
And what time, Jean?
Anytime in the afternoon.
Okay. And will John be with you then?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, what I'll do, Jean, is I'll give you a call, or one of my colleagues will give you a call Wednesday afternoon.
Right.
We'll go through the application process with your son, John. We work on a no-win, no-fee process, Jean. So what happens is we'll obviously work on behalf of John. If we are unsuccessful, John won't be accountable for any sorts of fees.
Right.
What we do, Jean, just so you can obviously explain it to John, what we'll do is we'll take a short brief statement from John about his care settings. We'll obviously, if there's any sort of reoccurring issues with John, any sort of mental health issues, alcoholism, any sort of substance issues, we'll take all of that detail down and we'll write to, you know, John's GP, any sort of addiction charities. We'll also write to the councils of the care settings that John was in, the social service departments.
Mm-hmm.
And what we'll do is we'll gather all that information on John's behalf. And we'll present that to Redress Scotland as part of John's application. Now,
right.
I just need to make you aware, Jean, John is able to do this himself.
Yes.
He can actually apply to the redress scheme himself. Obviously, that would entail John gathering his own evidence if he wished to, to present that to strengthen his case.
Mm-hmm.
There are also law firms out there, Jean, that won't charge John any fees. They do this because they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme. What that means is they get paid a fee of £2,000, whether John wins, loses or draws that case. So no matter what the outcome is, John gets that money. The law firm get that money. Yeah. Now, what we do, Jean, is we work on a no-win, no-fee, so our fees... ours and John's fate are tied. So if if John wins, obviously we claim a fee. If John loses, he doesn't. It's on us as a business and as a law firm to go out and gather as much information as we can for John to give him the best chance of getting the most out of this process.
Right.
So that's why we say our fate are tied. You know, we don't get paid from the Scottish Government. We don't accept that government legal fee scheme. We've actively rejected it on multiple occasions. We don't want to be part of it. We're totally independent, and we work on John's behalf if he so wishes us to do so.
Okay.
Is that okay, Jean? Do you have any questions for me?
No.
Do you have any questions for me about the redress scheme or what qualifies or doesn't?
No.
Okay, perfect. What I'll do, Jean, is one of my colleagues, either Aaron or Francesca, will give you a call on Wednesday afternoon. And then we'll have a chat with yourself and John. If John isn't ready to speak to us and wants you to speak on his behalf, you'll have to give us obviously some form of verbal commission. Verbal permission, should I say, and then we can speak to you on his behalf, but we'll work out yours and John's pace.
That's fine.
Is that okay, Miss Monroe?
That's fine, thanks.
Perfect. Thank you for reaching out, Miss Monroe. We will we'll give you a call on Wednesday.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jean. Lovely speaking to you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye.
Bye, Jean. Bye now.